All right. We're taking a look at the security side of peace. God's promise to those who will fully obey him. Verse 7. The Lord will grant that the enemies who rise up against you will be defeated before you. They will come at you from one direction, but flee from you in seven. And again, this is a promise to the nation. Yes, a promise to the nation. Nations have battles, conflicts, go to war with each other, etc. And as I mentioned before, the world situation is getting worse and worse, especially as we consider that we have all these different ways of just wreaking havoc in the world. Peace, we need it. And here's the question. Are all of our leaders of various nations, various militia groups, etc., even within America, various militia groups, are all peoples seeking peace? Or do you think that there are some people who really want chaos, including military chaos, war chaos? Security. That's part of the reason that there are going to be so many people crying out in years to come for peace, peace, peace. People are going to want security. It's going to get to a point where people are just going to be so stressed all the time, all over the world, including America, because they're going to feel like there is no place to go and just assume safety. You know, finding that hard to believe, right? Because you're thinking, well, you know, most of that Al-Qaeda stuff is taking place in the Middle East. But remember, we had some people who were allowed to force some planes to fly into the former Twin Towers. We had some people who were allowed to force a plane to fly into the Pentagon. Remember, we have had lynchings, and we've had people do some mock lynchings in effigy in the last few years. Think about the shootings that go on in inner cities all the time. And think about the shootings at movie theaters in America, at convenience stores in America. Think about the love affair that so many Americans have with the thought, the notion, the comfort, the pleasure of knowing that they and close associates of theirs have the ability to pull out all kinds of guns and do all kinds of damage to many, many, many people. Think about the shootings that take place at so many of our schools. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, no nation will be immune from violence. And you can best believe that the people of nations all over the world, the people of the islands all over the world, are going to be wanting peace. They're going to be wanting security. They're going to be wanting to feel safe again. How many of you still talk with people who say, hey, it was only 2 years ago that in such and such a neighborhood or in such and such a city, people had to start locking their doors? Because before that, we could sleep with our doors unlocked. If we wanted to, we could sleep with our doors open. How many of you have heard people say that with a tone of nostalgia as they look back on how it once was, as they look back on how it used to be, but is no more? Think about what seems to be a rising incidence of post-traumatic stress disorder as people try to survive the ravages of gunfire in their neighborhoods, as people try to survive the ravages of war. And you have, whether you're talking about during days of slavery, whether you're talking about right now, people going into communities, going into cities, going into countries, killing the men, raping the women. People are going to want to feel safe. We already have many people who would give to just not only feel safe, but to be safe again. And that is a need, that need to be safe and the desire to feel safe are only going to increase dramatically in the years to come. People feeling less secure in their homes as they come to terms with the fact that more and more technology is being used to invade our privacy. As people feel invaded upon when it comes to their privacy, they feel less safe. One of the reasons that people feel like they've been violated when someone breaks into their home is because they were intruded upon in a terrible way. And what was supposed to have been their sanctuary, their refuge, was violated. And they no longer feel safe there. They no longer feel secure. Even if they were gone, maybe they were hundreds of miles away visiting someone else when the break-in took place. Even though they were not there when it took place, windows broken, locks jammed, damaged, stuff missing, and they feel insecure. They feel much less safe. People tailing and being tailed, hounding and being hounded. People are feeling less secure. And when we feel less secure, we feel more stressed. When we feel more stressed, we experience less peace. People are going to be crying out for peace. And as warfare increases, the threat of warfare increases, and it will happen because the Bible tells us that. Remember, Matthew 24 is one place of many. Wars will be increased. The threats of war, rumors of war, are going to increase. And just hearing about it and knowing that based on the track record, how things have been going already, people are going to know that the threats can become reality and feel so much less secure. But what if we are living in the presence of God? Can we experience inner peace anyway?